2CC.
It is 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Petrol prices responded fairly quickly to the halving of the fuel excise, but they've slowly been creeping up again in the months since the announcement. The algorithm for working out the price of petrol seems to make little sense to most of us. I've often equated it to voodoo science. Regulators oversee the process. They aim to make sure that we aren't getting ripped off, but I'm not convinced we do. According to commercial lawyer Stephen Brown, those who are meant to be protecting consumers have historically been weak in prosecuting the issue. No two ways about that. Stephen Brown is a commercial lawyer with Linn & Brown, and he joins us now. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, listeners.
Does anybody actually understand how fuel prices are determined?
Well, if anyone should, the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, could, because they are the main regulators of it. They have a lot of statistics on their website, but whether they actually can follow it and the price cycles and how it is determined is highly questionable.
The reality is that, as I said at the top of this, the halving of the fuel excise did make a massive difference in that immediate period. And the reality is that petrol, through till September, will still be 20 cents, 22 cents a litre cheaper than it would otherwise be. But there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason as to when the prices go up. Because, I mean, you know, if it was as simple as oil prices went up, petrol prices went up, oil prices went down, petrol prices went down, we'd all pretty much accept that. But that's not what happens.
Yeah, so you know, we live in a pretty complex system there. So it also, you know, petrol is traded worldwide on the US dollar. So the Australian dollar compared to the US dollar, its trading rate affects the price then into Australia, and it affects it at the time it's being purchased, not the time that it's actually we're filling up at the bowser. We've also then got, you know, global shortages because of the war in the Ukraine. But the thing that concerns me greatly is under the legislation, so the Competition and Consumer Act, what we call cartel conduct, which sounds great because it's, you know, it sounds like it's, you know, drug lords and that sort of thing. But what cartel conduct really is businesses can't compete with each other, can't communicate with each other about how they're going to compete with each other. So one of the things they can't do is agree on price fixing. So they can't, you know, talk to each other and say, okay, we're going to set price today at $1.80, and BP and Shell, and they all talk to each other and tell each other this is what we're going to set the price to today. Now, they're probably a little bit more savvy than that, but what is concerning is that what we do see is it doesn't highly fluctuate from one company to another, the price of petrol. But if you go onto the shelf of your supermarket, a box of tissues probably does fluctuate a lot more than the price of petrol does fluctuate. So it makes it look to us consumers like there is some price fixing going on.
But is that largely, I think that's largely a function of competition though, because when you say a box of tissues, there's a range of different brands of tissues you can buy, and there's two main competitors that are directly competing against each other in the supermarket market. But when it comes to petrol, I mean, I guess it's a double-edged sword. There are mechanisms in place to make it easier for us as to consumers, but those same mechanisms can be used passively by the fuel companies to, I guess, price fix, because all you've got to do is walk out on the street and look across the road and go, well, that servo's charging this amount, I'll charge the same.
So in each state it's different, but in New South Wales there's a system called Fuel Check, which is regulated by the New South Wales Fair Trading Department. And what petrol companies have to do, they have to report to them what the price that they're going to have on their bowsers are, so that the public can go on there. If you want to look up, you know, what the price of petrol is at, you know, five of your local petrol stations before you go out to fill up that day, you can do so. So they can also all see it on that system that the government has set up, what their competitive the pricing. And that's, you know, you can't do that for anything else in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, here in the ACT, we have a bigger problem. There's that there doesn't seem to be enough competition around, and we seem to pay more than we would just across the border anyway. But when you talk about the ACCC, though, I mean, it largely doesn't have a lot of teeth when it comes to regulating anything. What more needs to be done here? And from a legal perspective, what can they do to make sure that we're not getting ripped off?
Yeah, so as soon as the federal government cut the fuel excise, the ACCC came out and put said to the fuel companies, we're watching you, we're going to do something about it if you don't. So that probably did help to see that that price drop immediately. But what we've historically seen with the ACCC is they've been pretty weak on prosecuting. And you know, this we saw this come out of the Royal Commission into the finance and banking industry, and they were pretty roughly dealt with there because of how they prosecuted in that area. And they've historically been really bad prosecuting big companies, because what we know is that they can afford to take the fight back to them. They've got a finite pool of funds to choose who they prosecute and who they don't. And I think it is extremely hard, as we talked about at the start of the interview, to determine how price cycles work for fuel. So this may be one that just keeps on getting put in the too hard basket.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it gets harder and harder on our hip pockets. Stephen, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
All the best. Stephen Brown is a commercial lawyer with Lynn & Brown Lawyers. Yeah, I mean, what do you use? We look at a website every morning called Fuel Spy, where we can find out what the cheapest petrol in Canberra is and let you know about it. What do you do? I mean, how do you determine where you're going to buy petrol? Because, I mean, largely, from my perspective, it's always on the other side of Canberra. And I think, well, is it really worth me driving all the way there to get to save, you know, 3 cents a litre on petrol? What do you do? 6255-1206 is the number, or text us on 0488-266-266. Rania has joined me to talk sport. On 2CC Breakfast.